I'm Ron Krause, and I'm the station manager for the Bellevue Research Center, Southern Illinois University, Carbondale.
And now, Ron, today we had a Kixor field day here, and the main thing that you talked about was Sharpen, which will be one of the herbicide products that will be powered by Kixor. And you talked about it being a replacement for atrazine. How excited you were about that. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, yes, companies have come to us in the last 25 years that I've been in this business trying to find an atrazine replacement. And every time they come with a new product like this, most of the times we have to add atrazine to it to get the broad spectrum weed control as we do with atrazine. But with this compound, I was really amazed that the compound by itself, without atrazine, does give us the long season broadleaf control that we've seen with atrazine prior to the days when atrazine's rates were restricted. So we're seeing the same level of control with this compound by itself as we saw with the atrazine back when we could use atrazine at 3 and 4 pounds to the acre. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited about this compound because it does provide a broad spectrum weed control of the large cedar broadleaf weeds as well as the small cedar broadleaf weeds, especially in corn.
And here in this part of the country, mare's tail is a big problem. And you showed us a pretty impressive plot tour there about Sharpen's effect on mare's tail.
Yes, Sharpen, to our surprise, we were also surprised with it because it has activity on mare's tail. Originally, when the compound was bought to us, we hadn't really looked at that weed, but over the past several years with the glyphosate-resistant mare's tail, we've discovered that Sharpen has pretty control of mare's tail, and it's a nice addition to our herbicide arsenal to control this weed. So we've had very good luck with it. It is a burn-down type product because of its mode of action, so we can actually apply it to mare's tail that's up in the spring early and get good control of mare's tail with this product.
You talked about the importance of diversifying weed management and how the glyphosate resistance has actually come into play in the last decade or so. Mm-hmm.
Yes, because of the continued use of one herbicide, particularly glyphosate, over a period of years and not using other herbicide or other herbicide with different modes of action, we had certain weeds, and one of those weeds is mare's tail, that's become resistant to glyphosate. Farmers have actually selected for a biotype that's resistant to that herbicide. With the Sharpen being a different mode of action and having activity on mare's tail, it'll help us out controlling this weed, hopefully deterring some other weeds from becoming also resistant to glyphosate.
Why is diversifying so important? You talked about the grower cost of herbicide-resistant weeds.
Diversifying is important because you need different modes of action to control mm-hmm. weeds. Regardless of what herbicide you use, if that's the only herbicide you're using and that's the only mode of action you're using over mm-hmm. a period of years, we will select for weeds that are resistant to that particular herbicide and that mode of action. That's why it's important to diversify your herbicides, because that way there's less of a chance selecting for any one biotype that might be resistant to that particular herbicide.
And you also talked about really what a vicious weed mare's tail really is and how prolific it is. Just tell us how important it is to be able to control this particular weed.
Yeah, this weed, unlike other weeds that we deal with, has some biology that makes it very adaptable and also allows it to become widespread throughout the countryside because of certain biology things of this weed. And one of those things is the seed production. The weed produces about 200,000 seeds per plant, and the seed is very easily dispersed by the wind. In addition, when the seed falls off the plant, immediately it can germinate. Mm-hmm. And it has about 80% germ, usually, the seed does once it falls off the plant.
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't work for BASF. You're a researcher, but you've been taking a look at this Kixor for several years now, mm-hmm. And you're pretty excited about that. Why are you so excited about this?
Because finally we have a new herbicide that has delivered on what we thought or what we were told it would do. It actually is a different mode of action. It does have the broad spectrum broadleaf control like atrazine did. Mm-hmm. So yes, it's a different, like I said, the main thing is a different mode of action, mm-hmm. and it has the weed control.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to add that you would like growers to know about Kixor?
This particular compound is going to be very effective, especially in Southern Illinois, because it does control the weeds that we commonly deal with here in Southern Illinois, which is giant ragweed, mm-hmm. common cockabur, morning glory. And with the corn rates, it has very good activity also on water hemp. It gives us the long residual control we're looking for. And it's one herbicide that one application without the help of atrazine has controlled those weeds I just mentioned season long. So that's why I'm really excited about it.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, Ron.
Thank you.